Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Well, there was a very unusual court hearing in Belfast this week. It was a sitting of the UK Supreme Court, and it relates to what has been called the gay cake controversy. And it's a case involving a family-owned business called Asher's Bakery. Now, Asher's Baking Company were challenging an earlier ruling that its refusal to bake a cake with the slogan "Support Gay Marriage" was discriminatory. Well, our next guest attended the hearings as an observer, and he's on the line to tell us a bit more about the case. Peter Linus is the director of the Evangelical Alliance Northern Ireland, joins me on the phone. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Wendy.
Okay, so we saw a very small bit of coverage about this case. I think originally there was probably a bit more coverage, but could you just take us back and outline what the case is all about?
Yeah, well, believe it or not, it's almost 4 years ago since this all began. A gentleman called Gareth Lee, who's a gay rights activist, came to Asher's Bakery and asked them to make a cake with the slogan on it, "Support Gay Marriage." And ultimately that order was politely declined by the family. The MacArthur family, who run that business, are Christians, and they felt it was against their religious beliefs to put that slogan on the cake. And ultimately then, Mr. Lee complained to the Equality Commission. They took a case against Asher's, and they were found guilty of discrimination on religious grounds, on political grounds, and on sexual orientation. And what's been interesting, I suppose, at the court is it came out very clearly that they had served Mr. Lee before. It served him other goods and products from their bakery. That the message was really the key of this case. It was this a political slogan, were they endorsing a campaign? And very interesting, I think most recently, Peter Tatchell, who's the leading gay rights campaigner in the UK, has actually come out in favour of the bakery and said, the freedom here is the key to this case. And even though he strongly supports the redefinition of marriage, he supports the bakery in declining to make this cake because he doesn't think they should be compelled to support a campaign they disagree with.
Obviously, that wasn't the agreement in so far to date in terms of the proceedings that have happened so far, and that's why it's gone to the UK Supreme Court. Where was the last ruling at, and what were the arguments that were heard this week, Peter?
Yeah, so the lower court, what we call a district court, found against Asher's, as you say, on all three grounds, that they had been guilty of religious discrimination by using their religion as a grounds to turn Mr. Lee down. Political opinion, because this is a political slogan and you can't discriminate against somebody on the grounds of their political beliefs or opinions. And finally, on the sexual orientation. And again, it went to the Court of Appeal and they confirmed that judgment and said it was discrimination on those three grounds. But leave to appeal has been allowed to the Supreme Court, the top court in the land, because this is considered by, I think actually everybody, to be honest, as a very important and interesting case. And so we have the Equality Commission against the bakers, but actually the Attorney General, so our top legal official in Northern Ireland, has joined Asher's and is really supporting them in a sense because he's concerned about the implications of this case. And so we have it sitting before the Supreme Court, which came to Belfast for the first time in its history and sat in Belfast, and a very senior panel of judges who certainly over the 2 days seem to be very engaged in this issue, and we're asking lots of excellent probing questions, and there's no doubt this is a very live case, and there's very a great deal of interest in it for that reason.
What were your impressions of the hearing then, Peter, this week?
Well, I think it has moved. I mean, there was a perception from people that this was a battle, if you like, between sexual orientation and religion, and the sort of almost like a hierarchy of rights, which one's more important. And I think particularly this week, the case moved much more to this notion of compelled speech, as we lawyers might say, or forcing somebody. Where Asher's being forced, if you like, on pain of civil liability, so in danger of being fined if they didn't produce a slogan that they fundamentally disagreed with, is there a role for conscience and religion and belief in the public square, no matter what those beliefs are?
Has there been much talk, Peter, just about the distinction between, you know, there's a big difference between saying, I will not serve you as a person based on something discriminatory, whether it's the colour of your skin, your religion, your sexual orientation, to the difference between saying, I'll serve you, of course, but not this particular slogan that I'm uncomfortable with?
Yeah, so I think one of the lawyers got it saying discrimination laws protect people, not messages. So if Asher's had not served Mr. Lee because he was gay, nobody would be supporting this case. That would be absolutely appalling and wrong. The fact that they had served him before other goods and products, I think, was very important, and the judges seemed to see that. And it was made clear they wouldn't have served me this cake. They wouldn't have served anybody this cake. They wouldn't have served somebody gay, straight, Muslim, Jewish, Christian. It wouldn't have mattered who. That message was the problem for them, not the person. And I think this is where it gets really interesting in terms of the laws and our understanding of what is the role of freedom. So we need to balance the equality legislation for sure with how free people are not to endorse or to support messages. And of course, it's not unique to Northern Ireland. There's a big case in the States. In America, it's about to go before the Supreme Court. Very similar, again, around a baker using their skills and design skills on a cake, endorsing something they didn't want to. So this is a global issue about the balancing of rights, and it's very difficult, but it's also very important that we wrestle with these in a plural society where there's a variety of views now, different views around faith and equality and religion and belief. And so it's been legally a fascinating case, but actually culturally too. Lots of people supporting ASHERS, Christians and not. It's not really about faith at this moment. It's moved to what's the role of freedom in the public square. And I think that's why Peter Tatchell getting involved, the gay rights campaigner, supporting the bakery and actually saying he thinks their freedom is more important in this moment, and we need to protect that in this occasion.
In terms of the MacArthur family, this must be costing them a lot of money.
Well, so they're being backed by a group called the Christian Institute, who do take legal cases, and so they've been involved, and they're helping to fund that. I mean, it has cost a lot of money on all sides just because of the way it's gone, and that's been talked about. Taxpayers' money on one side, and people critiquing the Equality Commission for taking the case. The ASHERS are being largely funded, or I think entirely funded, by the Christian Institute, who are raising money around that. But it's also taken a toll on the family, lovely family who've been in business for a long time. And the stress and the strain of going through three rounds of court over 4 years and people misunderstanding what they were doing. They were genuinely wrestling, very politely declined this, and now we're having this really, you know, important legal argument. But they're caught in the middle of that as a family, just trying to do their business and trying to live their faith out. Maybe not everybody agrees with exactly what they did, but the reality is they were trying to say, this is important to us. How do we honour our faith but do good business?
And how has their business been affected, Peter? What do you know much about kind of the response from the local community? How is business for ASHERS Bakery?
Well, interestingly, they've actually got a great deal of support, and I think business is actually going well for them. I mean, they've articulated that they think they've honoured God in this moment and what they've done, and they've taken that stand and actually, as a consequence, been blessed. And certainly in the legal circles I move, there's a lot of lawyers, Christians and not, but a lot of my non-Christian friends who say, that this is too far. These guys deserve to be supported. They have to have freedom to operate their business in the public square. And what does that look like? So actually, business-wise, things have been good, but the media pressure on them has certainly been taking its toll on the mum of the business. She's found it very hard, and the family just found it difficult, just to, you know, media pressure on them constantly to try and explain what they were doing.
What happens next? When will we get a judgment on the case, Peter?
Well, it's always, the Supreme Court did say, look, this is a complex case. They've got to get five judges to agree. Realistically, it's going to be, we think, a few months away. It might even be the end of the year. And it will be, there's quite a lot of complex legal arguments in behind this, as well as what we're just talking about right now. And I think the challenge for all of us is, look, the court has wrestled with, are Christians just people who go to church on a Sunday? Or are they people who take their faith into the workplace? And I think that's at the core and a challenge to all of us to think about how we do that. And the court's wrestling with that. But we all have to, as Christians, wrestle with how do we live out our faith every day. And sometimes we've been guilty of maybe reducing our faith to a very simple going to church thing. And as much as we've done that, the court says, well, then you're not entitled to more protection. But as we live out our faith every day and work, arguably then that actually makes it easier for a court to go, okay, I understand. It's more than just wearing a cross. It's talking about your faith, it's engaging with people, and it's making ethical decisions based on what is most important to you.
Well, Peter, thanks so much for giving us an update on the case. No doubt we'll chat again when a judgment is actually made on the case. Thanks for joining us on Spirit Radio this morning. That was Peter Linus there. He was sitting in on that particular case that was being heard this week involving ASHERS Bakery. And we haven't got a judgment yet, as Peter touched on, but when we do, we will for sure talk about that.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie. Yeah.